Okay, we are 17 lines up from the bottom on Yutes Amud Beis. We are finished with the Agadah for now, and we're focusing on the Mishnah statement about the Jewish builder who is helping build buildings for idolaters. If he's building a bathhouse and he got to the kippah, then he has to stop. He shouldn't build the kippah because that's where the statue is hung, says the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, imbana schar mutar. If he did build it, he can get his schar for it. He can get paid for doing it. Gemara says pshita. That should be obvious. Why should it be so obvious? Misham she avodas kachavim heim. It's only a mishamish avod kachavim. It's not the idol itself. Misham she avodas kachavim bein leRabbi Shmuel bein leRabbi Akiva ein anasurin ad sheyavodu. That idols, the prohibition of idols is only when the idols are ready to be served. Here, we're not even talking about an idol ready to be served. We're talking about the dome, which is going to hold the idol. So there are clearly, even though l'chadchila you shouldn't build it, but if he does build it b'diavad, then a person would, the builder would be allowed to collect the money. Amrav Yirmiya, lo nitracha ella la'avodas kachavim atzma. So what's the chiddush then of Rabbi Elazar? It means that even with regards to the building of the idol itself, not just the kippah, of course the kippah that you build, you're going to get, you can take the reward. But even if the Jewish builder was involved in building the idol, he would be able to get the reward. How could such a thing be? It says the Gemara, Hani chalamanda amar avodas kachavim shal Yisrael asur miyad v'shal avdi kachavim achet te'avet shapir. According to Rabbi Shmuel, this makes sense, because Rabbi Shmuel's opinion is that there's no prohibition in fashioning an idol until it's served. It becomes avodah zarah only when it's served. If it's, so long as it's not served, there's no problem. But according to Rabbi Akiva, who says that, you know, once you finish fashioning it, even before it's been served once, that's already the prohibition. Then Ma'ikal Meimer, how can you allow it? How could Rabbi Elazar possibly allow and say imbanas charo mutter? You can't get reward for something like this. The Gemara says, no, here's the solution. Ma'ikal Meimer, El Amar Rabba Bar Ula Lo Nitzrocha Ela B'makosh Acharon. You know what it is? It's Makosh Acharon. We're only dealing with the last hammer blow. Avodas kachavim man kagarim la gemar malacha. When does it become an idol? It's the last hammer blow. The last nail that you're putting in there, to the final chisel. That's what makes it avodah zarah. Other than before that moment, it's still an abstract piece. It's not an idol. And what do you know? What do you see? Makosh Acharon leis be shavah pruta. How much is the last hammer blow actually worth? So it's only worth a pennies on the dollar. So you can still charge the $2,000 for building the entire idol. So the last hammer blow, you can't get the last 5 cents. Okay, so you give him a five cent discount. But that only assumes that the way that you bill for these idols is that you build it piecemeal, as opposed to saying it's the job. And that's what the Gemara says, Alma Kasavar, Yeshna l'schirus mitchilivat sof. Schirus, the way that this job works, is where it goes from beginning to end. The process, it's you're billing, let's say, you know, hourly. And therefore, since the bill, from a halakhic perspective, is considered hourly, then you bill for your work, and you have to discount that last hammer blow. And that's why, says Rabbi Elazar, Imbana scharo mutter, if you built it, then even though it's not ideal, but b'diavad, you would be allowed to get the schar. So you're not just building the dome, but even building the idol itself. It sounds awful of a fellow that you're building an idol, but because you didn't finish it, then you haven't violated any prohibitions.